Welcome back, everybody. Today we got some exciting news. By the way, Sam's here. You just can't see him because there's a glitch.
I disappeared.
You disappeared. All right. Well, our exciting news is that the M4 MacBook is coming out, and it's revolutionary. All right. So we got this announcement from Apple today that the next MacBooks were going to have the M4 chip. Which is awesome. It's obviously the M line of chips is Apple's, like, you know, flagship chips. They used to use Intel. They moved off of that a long time ago. The M3 was all right, not as great as the M2, or not as big of an improvement as the M2 or M1. Forget about that. The M4 is where it's at. So yeah.
You're really good at speaking.
I am, Sam. Thanks. So basically it's refreshing its entire lineup, and they have a big emphasis on AI, all right? Basically they'll start being delivered later this year, kind of into 2025. Let's hope it doesn't take too long. Really excited. Stay tuned, everyone, because we got more Apple news coming later in the show. Stay tuned.
I like apples.
All right, so let's start off today with our tech fun fact. But Sam's being real lazy, and he didn't send it to me. Come on, Sam. How dare you? How dare you ruin it?
All right, so, wow. Oh, this is perfectly on theme. So, on this day in 1976, the Apple I was released.
Whoa, look at us planning topics. No, we didn't.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
Totally.
The Apple One. Wow. I don't know much about it. I know a lot about the Apple II. I don't know why. No one talks about the Apple One. They just talk about the Apple II. Both were great computers. Apple makes pretty good computers. I got a little picture for you, everyone. I think the reason no one talked about the Apple One was because it was really bad. That's what I assume, because from this picture, I don't even know what I'm looking at right now.
I don't know what this is.
Is this like, was Apple One like just a prototype? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Look it up. Come on. You got to be accurate here, Sam.
Let's see. What was the Apple One?
Yeah, the Apple One was kind of just a board. It had a monitor, but it was just a board. And it's kind of, I don't even know, did they really sell this? This is horrible. What? I mean, I guess they, it
that
was good.
That can't be safe.
Okay, hold on. Safe. Take a look, everyone. This is quite something. I don't really know what we're looking at. It's a board with a computer motherboard on it and a keyboard. So there you go. That's the Apple One, and that was released back in, what year?
Can I say it?
1976. All right. Now let's move on to our topics that have to do with today. All right. So here's the big three, everyone, though it seems to be the big two.
I forgot to copy and paste it.
Oh, great. TikTok could get more time to spin off from its Chinese parent company to avoid a ban if the Senate moves forward with updates to a bill that passed the House. All right, so the Senate Commerce Committee Chair, Maria Cantwell, is working with Senate Intelligence Committee leaders on updates like extending the timeline for sale from 6 to 12 months. That's a lot, but basically what it means is hopefully it will allow TikTok to stay around, not just for longer, but forever. If you're somehow living under a rock and you didn't know, TikTok is being, there's a little threat out there from the government saying that they will ban TikTok if this bill gets passed. TikTok will have 6 months, maybe 12 now, to sell, or bye-bye, TikTok. I think it's reasonable. What they're saying is there's a lot of data privacy stuff that they know that we don't know. I mean, people are like, why don't you just share it with us? There's, you know, obviously issues with that. I wish we did know, right? I wish we did know all these problems so we know why they're actually banning it. Maybe they'll let us know. I hope that's a part of it, right? They tell us why they're banning it. We know it's privacy issues, but, you know, what are those issues? Where are the leaks? You know, we don't know a lot about this. I wish we knew more. But all we know is they'll have more time, hopefully, if these, you know, changes to the bill happens from 6 to 12 months. Sam, I mean, what do you think about this?
I don't really use TikTok.
You don't use TikTok?
I think it's... No, I don't. I use YouTube Whoa. Shorts. It's
oh, you weirdo. Weirdo. Wait, did you say it's the same but better? No.
Yes.
No, you're wrong. You're objectively wrong there.
No.
Yeah, wrong. Wrong. No. All right. Let's see. YouTube just doesn't have as good as, like, content creators for shorts. Besides us. Besides us.
Yeah.
The best shorts come from
T-Sart. We had a short come out today.
We have a short come out every day. And you should go watch them all because they're all so great. So, yep.
Besides one of them about Oreos. But
no,
anyway.
The Oreo one was so good. Sam's just salty because I came up with the idea and he
it's
said it wouldn't get
tech.
Views. And it did get views. And now he's angry. Nah, it's a great short. You should all check it out. Best short ever. So, yeah. All right. The big two of the big three.
There's three.
Asus has released two new laptop models. The Asus VivoBook. Vivo? Is that?
Vivo.
Vivo. I'm calling it the Vivo. The Vivio Vovovo Book S series and the Zen Book 14 OLED along
Zen?
With offer.
Enter Zen.
Zen, yes. 14 OLED along with offering OLED displays. The laptops run on some of the latest AMD and Intel processors and latest AI capable chips. Whoa, AI? Never heard of that before. Sam, you have a. Oh, you used to have an Asus ROG. Now, what do you have an Asus?
Yeah, it's the ROG Zephyrus.
The ROG Zephyrus? It's RMG, people.
Oh,
RMG.
HP Omen. HP Omen.
The Omen. That's not good. Don't have Omen, Sam.
That's good.
No, don't have Omens. Omens are bad. all right. So basically, Sam used to call his laptop the ROG, the Asus ROG.
Asus ROG Zephyrus.
He's wrong. It's ROG.
No,
and any respecting
wrong.
human being would know that it's ROG and not ROG. If you're respecting human being. That's how I'm just going to say it from now on.
Oh, speaking of human, we
speaking
had a
Speaking of
about
human,
that.
Human, or humane, is it humane? Humane.
Yes, that's what it's called, humane.
That's not. Humane, why can't I say this? Humane's $699 AI pin is now available. The pin can make calls, send text messages, check up on notifications, capture moments, interpret other languages, recommend a nearby restaurant, and play music. Everyone hates it. Okay, everyone hates it. There's been so many reviews. Everyone hates it. I don't know what they've done so bad. Okay, I got
a
little picture. I got a little picture for you here. Of the pin. I don't know. Like, how does it even attach? I don't want a pin through my shirt.
It's like a magnet. I'm pretty sure.
Magnet. Ooh. Then why are they calling it a pin? It's a magnet.
You
look at it.
Magnet.
Here you go. This is it in the center here. It's also here, and it's like charging case and then some other angles. Basically, it's got a camera on it. Can do all those fun features I said. Apparently, it's just bad, though. Like, apparently, the voice commands don't really work. And it has, it should have some features that it just doesn't. For example, like a reminder. Just doesn't have reminders. If you, what item am I holding, you know? Because it has a camera, it should be able to tell all around you. You're like, what's in my hand? It has no idea. Just, like, simple things. Like, a reminder, really. It doesn't have an alarm either. No alarm clock, no timer. And basically, if you ask it, it says, no, it's coming in a future update. Like, okay, that's a very basic feature you should have, but nope. So, yeah, just some simple stuff like that. Reviewers were really angry about. And it's $700. For $700, you would think you should have a timer, but no. Nope,
it looks like a cheap copy of what something Apple would do.
I mean, I don't know, there's a little hating on Apple here, I think, but all right. you know, it was kind of like a side comment, right? You were really hating on the pin, but now it was kind of like hating on Apple. I'm not the biggest Apple fanboy.
This is a great Apple episode.
But I do like Apple. Not, they're not like the top, though. I wouldn't call myself
a fanboy.
I think
Red Delicious the best.
What do you yap about?
I like Red Delicious the best.
Red Delicious?
Yeah, the apple.
There's an apple called Red Delicious?
Yes, there is.
Who? What? You're like, can you hand me a Red Delicious?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
A Red Delicious.
You've never seen a Red Delicious.
Why is it called a Red Delicious? I looked it up. This
it's red
stupid.
And it's delicious.
That's just an apple. That's just an apple. That is called an apple. Look at this, human beings. Human.
So stupid.
If you didn't, did you know that's what these things are called? Red Delicious? Red Delicious.
Yes.
That's called an apple. Okay? You can have a green apple. You can have a yellow apple. This is just an apple. Red Delicious. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's continue on here. Yeah, human beings. That's all our big three, but we got more speedrun topics here. Microsoft is trying to get Windows 10 users to upgrade to Windows 11 with full screen prompts 18 months before the end of support cutoff. People are angry about this. Apparently, you're going to have to pay, too, for Windows 10.
Screen.
I know. I think TSARP should send those out to people. Get them to watch more.
Yeah.
You people really got to watch TSARP more. I don't know. You know, TSARP's so great. Yeah, like, subscribe, share with a friend. All right. So, yeah, full-screen pop-up ads, not the best idea. Windows 10, it's still good. It's still useful. I don't know. Windows just wants you to switch. Microsoft just wants you to switch because they want more money. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, and it's going to end support in 18 months. Not fun. All right. Uber's new safety preference sections give quick access to tools like PIN verification and Share My Trip, a location. This is what Sam says. A location app thingy. Thanks, Sam. And let you automatically activate them. Great. Now when you go in an Uber, you can feel safe.
You don't get kidnapped.
And you won't get kidnapped. Which is very important because people are scared about going in Ubers for that reason. But they're, you know, Uber's actively trying to address those problems with these features, which is very important. And yeah, let's hope they keep coming out with them. Let's hope these work. And that's pretty much it. All right, YouTube is switching to read-only comments for kids in supervised experiences. I think that is a great idea. If you guys didn't know, if you turn on, you know, made for kids, you know, there's no comments. Like, there's just no comments. And that's really annoying. I mean, TSARP, we're children over the age of 13, so I don't believe we need to have made for kids on.
I'm three.
It's annoying because we're kids, so you would think it's, you know, our content is aimed at other teens, right? And above. I mean, most of the people that watch us, I guess they're our age, but there are a lot. Apparently, like, our demographic is mostly 40-year-olds, which is, you would think, weird, but slightly. But if you're 40, don't click off. Please stay. Yeah, well, that's a little strange. But yeah,
you know what
sure
I mean.
We do. Anyway, basically, yeah, it's kind of like confusing because we're like, do we put made for kids because we want children to watch? But then there's no comments and that's a bad thing, you know, so it's a little confusing. But now hopefully this will help fix things up, right? Because this will make it so anyone, you know, people can still comment. But if you're a kid, you can only read them and not write them, which is a great compromise, YouTube. We're making great work. Now bring back my dislike button. But they're making progress. That's all we can say. All right. And finally, Apple News is there's apparently more after this. But Sam, why did you put it?
Discord doesn't let me. There's a character limit.
Sure. Yeah. Apple News is testing a new game for iOS 17.5 called Quartiles, which requires players to organize a grid of 20 symbols into 5 4 symbol words. It looks like a lot.
Syllable.
Like syllable. What did I say?
Symbol.
Symbol. Yeah. 5 4. This is 5 4 syllable words, okay? 5 4.
Five groups of four.
I know. It's confusing.
Okay.
It looks a lot like New York Times' newest hit, Connections. Connections, this is from Sam. Connections is my favorite spelled with a U game on New York Times. It's so much fun. Sam, stop being British. Basically, all I want to say is I think I'm going to purposely start pronouncing.
Can we put connections on here?
Sure. I think we got to...
Now.
Maybe. Hold on. I think I got to purposely start mispronouncing words. So when I accidentally do it, which is not, like every word I say, it's not as weird. You know, like connections, a newest hit. I think that's no, but I do that, and it's bad. Normally I don't do it, but today I'm all messed up. It's late. It's only 6:45. It's
How
late.
Was your dentist appointment then?
I went to the dentist, and it's not like I got Novocaine or anything. Like my mouth functions. It's just like, you know, you get that toothpaste taste. No, like toothpaste is fine. But I mean like that dentist toothpaste taste. Then you don't want to swallow. And it's a whole thing. That's why I'm stuttering more today than other times. But yeah. All right. Let's move on to, is this the final one? Are you going to jump scare me with another one?
Yes.
Oh my God. All right. Apple announced that it has opened its iPhone repair process to include components starting this fall. Customers and independent repair shops will be able to fix the handset using compatible components that don't require. There's so much to this. Basically,
there's a lot of words. Do you want me to read it for you?
No, I can speak, Sam. Basically, okay, so repair. No, hold on. basically, these components can be stuff like volume buttons, cameras, displays, batteries. You can repair them all now. You can swap them out. You can boop, 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 repair your phone without having to go to a repair shop or even with a repair shop, but it could be third party. Basically, makes repair easier. You don't have to use Apple. It's very good. We're glad Apple is doing this.
You're saying if I smash Mr. Floor's phone, he can fix it?
Yeah, but after he kills you. But yeah.
That's
you
illegal,
could.
Andrew.
Killing people's illegal? Yeah. You heard it first here on T-SARP, everyone. All right. We're going to play connections because Sam's very meanie. All right. Let me find it. Connections. What do I have to... I know where it is. Let me see this dumb game. Dumb. All right. Here you go. Look at them, everyone. Look at the connections. Create four groups of four. Main. King. Mermaid. Pixie. Submit. Did I do well?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
It has to group.
What do I have to do?
So group four things.
Colonel, ruler, king. That's it.
There needs to be another
main
one.
Main, submit. I'm a failure. Okay. line. Pipe. I don't like this.
Awesome.
Okay, clown, mermaid, pixie. No, Sam, what is this? A scale line. No, okay, scale compass, tools, right?
Ruler.
Watch, and ruler. Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Nice.
We did it. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
that's one.
Clown, mermaid, king. I got nothing. Main. No. Channel, bowl. I don't get this.
I think I got it.
Okay.
I got another.
Okay.
Oh, I'm one away. Haircut. So buzz cut, bowl cut, line cut, maybe, and crew cut, but not. It's not that. It's like haircuts.
How dare you make me fail? Channel.
I said it wasn't that.
Main. Mermaids. Watching. Can it give me the answers already? I failed on purpose. I didn't like this. All right, give me the answers. Haircuts with cut. Water and gas. I missed the word. And fast food, mascots, clown, colonel, king, mermaid. The worst game I've ever played. Not gonna lie. And We'll play again tomorrow, everyone. We'll play again tomorrow.
I'm going to keep you up to that.
Oh, yes, I know you will, Sammy. All right. Well, I think that's about it for today. Thank you all for watching. My dentistry messed me up today, but come back tomorrow and we will not be messed up. Are we playing scratch games tomorrow? I think we are. Maybe we might have to figure something out, like half tech, half scratch games. Probably. All right. Thank you all for watching. Come back tomorrow because you never know what's going to happen on TSARP. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.